We are holding Daf Yud Aleph. Again, we're going to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says again that Komatz v'yola b'yodoi tzeror oi gargo melech oi korod l'vayin apostle. The B'shas b'koyim made the kmitza. If not only the flower came up in his hand, but also a piece of pebble, a tzeror, or else a piece of salt, or else a piece of l'vayinah. If any one of these things came up in his hands, then we say it's psula. And the reason is why, because you have to have an exact shear, you have to have the exact amount of the mincha in your kemitza. And here you're missing that amount that took up the space of the tzoror, that's why it's possible. Samar has asked, kol hani lomli, what do we have to have all these three cases in the Mishnah? It's one you say that you have to have a complete kemitza, a complete handful of the flour, and nothing else. So what do we need three cases if you have something else in your hand besides the mincha? Samar says, yes, tzoricha, we need all three cases. The E, Tona, Tzoror, the Mishnah would have just said a case of a Tzoror, a pebble, Mishum, the laf, Baas HaKrovi. A Tzoror has nothing to do with the Mizbeach, it's not a Bar HaKrova. So that's why it's like called the Chosar, you're missing part of your Mincha, it's not like bottle to the Mincha, therefore it's Psula. Avu Melech, but if you have a piece of salt inside the Mincha, the Baas HaKrovi, salt is a Baas HaKrova. Rashi says, L'yachar Shoyu HaKoymetz, Ala Mizbeach, Hoya Molchai, after they put the kemitz on the Mizbeach, they used to salt it. Says so, a mincha with salt is called the Bar HaKrova. Says so, Eimut Tifchasher, maybe it's not called the Chosar, like maybe the salt is like bottle to the mincha, and therefore it should become kosher. So that's why in the second Chiddush, even a melech is also considered like the mincha is Chosar. Now, we, Tarn and Melech, would have just said by salt, the Lo Ikva Bahadi Mincha Mikora. It's not called part of the mincha at the beginning. Like when you start off making the mincha, you don't start putting salt in it. So therefore it's called like a chatzitza, it's called like a schosa. Avo levoino, but it's incense. But levoino, the ikva bahadi mincha mikora. At the beginning, when you make a mincha right away, there's no need to put levoino. A mincha is made out of flour, out of shemen, then you put levoino there. But since levoino is part of the ingredients at the beginning of the mincha, is aim at this chasher. Maybe now when you take the kemitza, even though the kemitza is only supposed to be taken from the flour and oil that was mixed together, not from the levoino, but since in the same pot you already put levoino on the side, I would have thought to say, levoino gets mixed up. Maybe it's like bottle to the mincha, it's not called a chosar, kamash mulon, still is considered a chosar. And therefore the mincha is psula. And then the Mishnah goes on to say, mifnei shomer, because it was said over, that ha-koymitz, ha-yoser, v'ha-choser, is possible. If the kemitz has more than it's supposed to, or if it has less than it's supposed to, it's possible. So Mari asks, ma'iri mishum chosar v'yitzor, what do you have to come on because this mincha is missing something? Or because you have a little bit too much. V'teipigle mishum chatzitzo, stamuzet is a chatzitzo. Rashi says, like the chaytzei to ben yodu lekemach, that the kemach, the flower of the mincha, is supposed to be attached to your hands. There should not be anything in between your hand and the mincha. The chatzitza paisal, chatzitza is a psul to kodeshim. Like learning Gemara in Zvachim, inam yos chaytzei to ben kemach lekemach, even between kemach and kemach will be a chatzitza. So what do you have to come on to if you have a garg or melech, or a tzor or levoino? The psul is kosem, minchis chosam, typically stand as a chatzitza. The mincha itself is not touching your hand, or the flower is not touching the flower next to it. So when it says, Omereb Yirmiyo Minatzad. The Chiddush is Minatzad, on the side, Rashi says, Lamala Eitzel Goydol. If it means on top, near your thumb, or Lamato Eitzel Kemitza, on the bottom part. Lekha Chatzitza. Because what's going to be at the tzor is mamish all the way on top, or all the way on bottom. There's no Chatzitza there, that's the end of the Kemitza. So it's not called a chatzitza between anything. It doesn't have to be touching your hands on that part, the part where your thumb smooths it out. That's called minatzad. Rashi says, the hainu minatzad liyacha shekomatz hepech gav yad lamatek desh lo yipom. So kitza, that's the chiddush. If the tzor and levoin was on top or the bottom of the kemitza, that's not a chatzitza anywhere. Still, the reason why the kemitza is psula is because it's a chosar. It does not have the complete measurement of flour. Oh, Malaya Baile Ravo, Ketzer Kainzim. So yes, Mashallah, how do we make Kemitza? How does the Kain do it? The way people do it. Rashi says, Mashma b'chol etzbois, mash with all your fingers, b'chol etzbois. That's the way you do it. Take a handful of the mincha. This Gemara asks a question. No, I have a question. The Gemara Ksuvita says, Zu zeres, zu kemitzum. When it says zeres, Rashi says that's the etzpa ketana. That's the pinky. Mimena maskil hazeres. Now, kemitzum lemidas choshin zeres arko. So the pinky is zu kemitza. And zu ama. Zu zeres, zu kemitza. Rashi, the second thing is called the kemitza. Means mimena maskil hakemitz. That's where you start taking the kremitz from the second finger. Zuama, the third finger is called the yama. That's how you measure. Mimeno moedidin, kolamis abinyin. Then the next one is called the etzpa. So by tefillas kohen, Rashi says, etzpa v'dam. The kohen puts etzpa v'dam. That's called zu etzpa. And then the fifth one, your thumb, zu gaidol. So Rashi says, lebohenis, by a mitzvah, they put the shemen of the dam on his bohenis. So the chura, we see clearly that you don't take a whole handful. The pinky and the thumb is not included. It's only the middle three fingers that are closed. You get the kemitza inside it. So it says, El lahashvais. Because you have to like smooth out the kemitza. That's why you use all five fingers. In other words, what's sticking up on top, you use your thumb to smooth it out. And what's sticking out on bottom, you use your pinky to smooth it out. Rashi says, Lahashvois, Tim Yotse Kemach Lamata Mina Kemetz is Moichkoi, Homeshavio Vietzvektani, you smooth it out with your pinky. Shloyheim Avert, it should not be sticking out any of the flour. The Chememala Begoidel, so the kids, even though the Kemetz itself was only the middle three fingers full of flour, but I call upon him, you smooth it out on top and on bottom with the thumb and with the pinky. The parenthesis it says, Kleimar, Kemetz Moleyat Kadesh Loyechosel, Now, Heichi Yodimu says, how do we do this? Rashi says, Amas Nisim Hadutoni Zu Kemitza. To Menu Maschel HaKemitz, from here you start the Kemitza, with the second finger. Is Heichi Yodimu, Omer Azutra Batuv, Yomer Rav, Choyfe Sholosh Etzboisov, Acher Megiya Alpas Yodim. Like, if middle three fingers, you like go over until the tips of it touch your palm, and that's how you fill it up with the mincha. The kaimitz, and that's how you get a handful. The Gemara says, Tanya Namiach, we learned also like this. Mole kaimitzim. What does the post need to say by kaimitzim? You have to take a handful. Yoch, I would have thought the same, avoritz. It's alright if it's sticking out on the sides. Talmud leim, the bekumtzai. No, inside the kaimitz, inside your handful. E bekumtzai, yoch obroshi etzboisov. All you have to do is just get your tips of your fingers full of the flour. In other words, just like as close as possible, get your fingers to touch your palm at the top of it. A very small amount of flour then. Talmud Lemna, the Pasuk says, Moloi kum, so you have to have a whole handful. Okay, said, how do you have this? Choyfe sholosh etzboisav. It's the middle three fingers that you put over across as wide as it would go. I'll pass the other in the palm of your hand. The kremitz. And then you take a kemitza. So that's how you do the kemitza when the mincha is made out of flour. What's going to be though, b'machavas of a macheshes, either in a frying pan or in a deep pan, that here the yetzer is, first you have to like bake the dough. You bake the mincha, and then you chop it up into pieces. So now afterwards you make the kemitza like from pieces, it's much harder to get exactly a full three fingers worth. So here the yetzer is, b'machavas of a macheshes, Moichak begoidloi milamalam. You have to use your thumb on top, try to smooth it down there. There are pieces of challah like sticking out. So you have to smooth it down with your thumb. Over yetzbo ketana milamato. And with your pinky on the bottom, it was very hard. It was like a piece of challah sticking out. It's not so easy to smooth it out. And it's like it says, v'zuhi avoyde koshom shemav igdash. This was a very hard avoyde to be done in the base of migdash. To smooth out the kemitza by a machvas and a macheshes. So Mar asked the question, Zeu v'suloi, mash, this is the only shre avoyda. Is this true? Like, this is the only one. I have v'ika maliko, v'ika chafina. It was very hard to make a malika. When the Kohen had to make a malika using his thumb, and he had to hold the whole bird in his fingers, it was very hard, we had before in Zvachim, to make the malika. And Nuwa Din Chafino, when the Kohen God will take the terrorist on Yom Kippur, that he had to take two handfuls and pour it over him with one hand, with two hands, it was very hard to make the Chafino. So really it comes out there were three hard avoiders to be done in the Beis HaMikdash. Smar says true, the Gersa should be yellow rather, Zui Achas Mi Avoidus Kosher Shem HaMikdash. This is one of the hard avoiders that were done in the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Gemara says, Omara, Papa says, Shitali, to me it's simple, Mole Kamsoi, how do you take this handful of the Kamitsa, Kedekamsi in Shi? Normally you put your hands in, if you want to take out a handful of flour, like you'll put your hand in at an angle and deep down and take out the flour. That's the way you're supposed to do it. But now, boy, Rapopo, what's going to be komatz baroshiyat boisov? That's like you put your hand straight down on it and you dig your fingers then into it and bring it up. Is that also called kirkamsi in shinat? Not on an angle, but you have your whole palm down on top of it and you dig just your fingers in and scoop out flour. You put your hands in on the sidewards and get a handful of flour. From bottom upwards, since you take the flour out, not the normal way, the way you put your hand in to take a handful of flour. My, what's the locha? Is there an oifin how you have to get the flour, the handful of flour out of the pot? Or maybe no, as long as you have the kmitz, as long as you have the handful of flour, it's enough. So what's the locha? This Gemara says, take it, it's a good shiloh, we don't have a pshitas. Amara Papa, Pshitali, to me it's simple, Mole Chafonov, Kedachafne Inchi. Again, by the virtue of the Keteris, you have to take a handful of the Keteris, so normally the way you take a handful. So again, the same Shiloh, Boyra Papa has a Shiloh like this. What's going to be Chofan Baroshiyat Boys of Mao? Let's say he didn't do it normally, but he stuck in at his fingertips to take the Keteris out. Ras Minat Dodim Mao, he did the side with his fingers. Chofen bezu bezu, for korven zu eitzel zu maum. He says take two handfuls, so unless you took two separate handfuls, then you brought it together. You brought them together zu eitzel zu maum. What's the luck? Is that called two handfuls or not? Take them. At this you put both hands in on an angle, and go deep in and bring it up. That's the way you get two handfuls of the kateris. What's going to leave? You took each one separately, and then brought it together, so that's a take them. Boy, you report, probably has a shell like this. Dovke lekoimitz bedofne demonamai. Now the Gemara says, Boy Rapop has another shiloh. Dovke lekoimitz bedofne demona. After you made your kmitz, after the Kohen took the handful, now he has to put it into a kli sharas to be mekanesh it. So when he puts it into the kli, let's say stuck it onto the side of the kli. My, what's the locha? Toch kli binan vika. Is it enough just that inside the kli here also, it's called inside the kli, whatever it's kiddush, or do we maybe hanocha b'toicha binyan has to be put inside it? For lekka, he don't have it inside it. Therefore, take it is also called the shayla. Like maybe inside it means on the bottom of the kli. And boyi ma baravashi hofche lemon. Let's say you turn the kli upside down. For dovke lekoimitz biar yusa demono. And you stuck the kmitza onto the floor, which now is at the ceiling, the top part of the mono. So my, what's the locha? Hanocha b'toicha bina v'hika. Is it enough just that's inside the kli? And lemaisa right now, the kmitza is inside the kli, even though it's upside down. But so at lemaisa, it's inside the kli. Or do we maybe, kitikuna bina v'leka? No, a kiddush kli has to be normally, that the kli has to be straight up, not upside down. Teiku, this is a good shell. What is that teiku? Now the Mishnah says, Ketzad huoisa, how does he do the kmitz itself? So, poishet es boitzov, he stretches out his fingers, apas yodoi, onto the palm of his hand, like we had before. You have to fill up the 3 fingers worth of the shemen. Now the Mishnah says, Ribo shamna, let's say you have too much oil, or else v'chisa shamna, you have too little oil, or else chisa levainosa, you're missing from levaino, psula. These things are also makiv in the mincha. And like Rashi says, Riba Shamna means the dino lug. You have to have a lug shemen. And the reason why it's psulak, like we had before, Mishamna vidashin, Shemchisa, Kolshu is possible. And then Rashi says, Chisla, Venosa, Dishu, Lovaino, Molly Hakoim, it's also you have to have a handful. So if you have less than that, it's also possible. But mashma, if you have a little bit more levoina than you're supposed to, then it would still be kosher. Only by the shemen or by the kemitza is ribui possible. But levoina, a little bit more, would still be kosher. Nothing more says, heichi dami riba shamna. What's called the ribui too much shemen that's possible? Omer Reb Elezer, chagoyin shehifrish lo shnei lugin. Then the chachila you are mafris l'shem min chazu, two lugin. So that's called you have more than you need. Fred the Gemara will look more you put in Kagoin the Oriv Bo Shem de Chulin the Shem de Chaverta. Why shouldn't the case be that you mixed into it some Shemin of Chulin into the Shemin that you have set aside? A Shemin Chaverta means like the other Shemin. Not the Kitza, over here at Smashmon, if you have two lugs, it's possible. The Chur, any little bit more than you need is possible. Why not get two lugs? Maybe you're telling me Shemen the Chulim and Shemen the Chavretah are possible. No, that if you have Shemen of Chulim or Shemen from another Mincha and it mixes into it, maybe it does not become possible. So Mor says no. Maskevlo Vazutra Batuvio Elameyat is so Mincha Tzchoyte the possible Shemen. By Mincha Tzchoyte you're not going to put any Shemen. If you put Shemen inside it becomes possible. Heichi Mishkachaslo, how do you have the case that if you add some Shemen in by Mincha Tzchoyte it becomes possible? Idido, if it means its own shemen that you are makdish for the minchas chayta, less law. A minchas chayta doesn't have any shemen. Idichul the chaverta, elamai it's regular shemen or a shemen from another mincha. So, Armut, you want to tell me like possible? It doesn't become possible. As to have mina now is the only time you have a ribui shemen is lechatchilu you are makdish like two lugin. You are makdish lechatchilu too much for this one mincha. But if you only makdish the right amount, and then you add onto it, mashma, then there wouldn't be any psul. So how do you have a psul by minchas chayta? So my answer is, in parentheses we have, v'yarmat yafrish l'shem and kivun les l'shem and klal, chulun ninu. Even if you want mafrish some shemen for this minchas chayta, so what? Since the minchas chayta is not neither, it blazai chulun. Now Amor says, Reb Elezer, lo mi boy kam, Reb Elezer meant to say, was not only this, but even that. Loi mi boy de chulun de chaverto. The apostle Avad he agrees. Avad, if you add some chulun of shemen, or shemen of chulun into your mincha, or you add shemen from another mincha, Avad becomes possible. That's pshita. Avad here first lo shnei lugin. From the case we set aside two lugin for this one mincha. Ho yo v'hai chozlei v'hai chozlei. Since l'maisa each lug by itself is fit for the mincha, Eimel alif, so maybe that taka would not become possible. Is kamashmo and that's the chiddush yet that becomes possible. But says the manolim the rabbis, how does rabbis know this? From nowhere was the ho. On my rovo, maftisik shisa, the mishnah is bothering him. Ma'iri the tani riba shamno. How come it says if you hear it on more shemen? Listen, let us just say riba lo shemen. You hear it more shemen to it. What's loshen of shamno? Its own shemen. Eloho kamashma, that's the chiddush over here. The afagav, the ifrish l'shnei lugin. Even though l'chadchila for this one mincha you set aside more shemen than you really need, still it's possible. Like I would have thought to say, if l'chadchila you mafrish more shemen than you need, maybe takut kasha. Where is it a psul? Only if you take other shemen, or you take a shemen of chulin. But maybe l'chadchila you mafrish more than you need, maybe it's kasha. Kamashma, no, even this is also possible. Then it says in the Mishnah, Chise Levoinosa. Let's say it's missing some of the Levoina. That's possible. Tana Rabbonin. Chosro, you're missing from the Levoina, V'yomda Akoret Echo Psula. If you only have like one kernel of Levoina, then it's Psula. Without Shnei Kortim, if you have two kernels of it left, then Ksher, then it's Sukosha. Tibur Reb Yehuda. These are the words of Reb Yehuda. Zivu Lechachila, they take a handful. But I call upon them as kosher as long as you have shnei kortin, shnei like crystals, two parts of this levaina, of this frankincense. As long as you have two kernels of it, the mice is still kosher. Rabbi Shimon Oima, al kerit echad ksher, even if you only have one kernel left of it, still is ksher. But tochus mikan, if you only have half of it, that's psula. Chosam akhoikas, if you didn't have Shimon, what's the psula of chosar by the levaina?